Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online, schedule package pickups through the dashboard, and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hello and welcome to a summer edition of Basketball. I'm Sean Woodley.
I'm Katie Heindel.
And today's show is not brought to you by anybody. It's a bit of a reprieve from our typical format of the podcast. We have lots of stuff from the last year plus of doing the podcast that we've decided to repurpose as we take a bit of a break ourselves from recording each week. And so we hope you enjoy some of these very wonderful segments. We don't know which segments they're going to be as we record it. So let's just guess, Katie, what do you think should be some of the segments?
What have been some greatest hits? I feel like we're going to get a... Did either Stan Van or did someone say this?
Yeah, did Stan Van say this, I think, is a pretty much a classic at this point.
That's coming out.
We got a new version of Sean Keane doing impressions as well. I know we replayed the first one around Christmas, but if it's... We got a second version of that, so I bet that'll be in there.
Well, we have a live reading, like a NBA theater problem. Maybe we might. We might.
Oh, yeah. We did the Halloween episode. Maybe we'll hear the Halloween episode, the Ben Simmons swamp creature one. Yeah.
We could also be wrong about all of this.
Yeah, there's a very good chance that our wonderful producer Dylan has already decided which segments we'll be airing, and we've totally gotten it wrong. But, you know, maybe we'll be right. who's to say? Oh, I bet the one that will get used is where we tried to compare NBA teams to 80s bangers with such
one.
Classics.
Yeah. Like,
I forget the songs we use, but I feel like Beds Are Burning was in there. The title of the podcast was Bens Are Burning, so I think that was about Ben Simmons and also 80s songs. Either way, Katie, I hope your summer is going well. Is it going well this is aired on the second week of August? How's Summer League going? You've already been there for 4 days at this point. How's it going?
I hope it's going well.
Awesome. And then how's it going for the week after that? Because this could also be airing then as well.
I hope it's all going well.
Yeah, I'm going to guess August was pretty tight. That's, I think, going to be the blanket statement. All right, without further ado, let's get to it. Some of our very classic segments that you're going to hear, not just this week, but in future weeks as well. You'll probably hear this very, very clunky opening as well. It's difficult to do an opening for a show that you don't know what the content is going to be, as it turns out. But we love you. Thank you so much for being our supporters. Thank you for being cool with us, taking a little bit of a break. We have a very fun Patreon episode coming up later this month. We recorded with our friend Joey Devine the day after our last recorded episode, and it was an absolute blast talking mascots in a deeper and more deranged way than we ever have. So that's coming out later this month, and you have that to look forward to. But for now, enjoy it as we play the hits from Basketball.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Schedule package pickups through the dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals, and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
I wish I had Jesse's girl. Where can I find a woman like that? Jesse's girl.
Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you, Hassan Whiteside, for that beautiful lead-in to the segment. If you missed it, go check out Hassan Whiteside's Instagram. He was singing Jesse's Girl. Katie, you sent me this yesterday. It was the highlight of my day. What's going on with Hassan Whiteside?
It's so good. You know, he just heard this, like, I feel like he just heard it on the radio or somewhere, like, going in between places, and he hasn't been able to get it out of his head, because later on in that video, he's like going out onto his balcony in Disney to sing it, like, out into the world. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't know, it's like at a different part in the song, and he starts singing the chorus again. But he's so impassioned, and he's really singing. Like, he's really wailing. He's trying to, like, he kind of nails all the, like, transitional notes. Like, he's like having a ball. So I don't know. It's perfect. Like, it's an incredible thing. You kind of oscillate on Hassan Whiteside, but this one, I was just like, no, he's sealed the deal, man. He's in my heart forever.
Yeah, he's really got that, like, headphones are in.
And what
in.
A good song.
Yeah, very good song. Has his, like, headphones are in, doesn't really realize how loud he's singing, doesn't really care how loud he's singing, kind of just, like, freedom to it. It's beautiful. And on that note, Katie, we have designed today's segment around Hassan Whiteside singing an 80s hit from, what's the guy's name again? Rick Springfield? That's correct. Jesse's Girl from 1981.
Rick Springfield.
On that note, yeah, Rick Springfield. I don't know why I said Rich Springfield, but anyway, we're going to get into a segment called Name That Team, which is a variation on Name That Tune. Basically, how this is going to work is Katie and I have each selected three 80s hits, which, oh my God, going through some 80s songs this morning, what a decade. We have each selected three 80s hits. We do not know which song each of us has selected for the other to listen to. And how it's going to work is we're going to play a section of the song, and the other person is going to name which team that song most embodies. And we'll talk about it a little bit. Katie, are you ready to get going with this?
Yeah, first I have to say the name of the segment comes from a game called Name That Tune, which my father, the DJ, who was a DJ his whole life, really utilized heavily as, like, a before dinner game to get people up and active at functions. So shout out to the DJ God. That's his actual Instagram name, my dad.
Excellent. The DJ God. That's incredible. So yeah, this segment brought to you by Katie's dad.
No, just DJ God.
DJ God. That's so good. So thanks to Katie's dad and to Hassan Whiteside for being the co-sponsors of this segment, I suppose. Katie, would you like one of my songs to be played for you first?
Sure.
Okay. Dylan, producer Dylan, he has the sections of each song that we've teed up, ready to go. Fire away with my first song, Dylan.
Oh man, that song rips.
It's so good.
It's really good. It's really good.
Of course, Take Me Home Tonight by Eddie Money is the song. Katie, what is the team?
I don't know why, but Eddie Money has always struck me as like a real kind of blue collar, like steel worker, like steel working tunes. And I picture this as just like a guy, he's like sweating, he's getting off the clock at the steel working mill. There's sparks flying everywhere. So unfortunately, there's no like Pittsburgh team. So I gotta go, I guess, like as adjacent to that as I think. So I think it's the Sixers.
Okay. So I'm wondering, okay, what I was going to do before I should have said this, I was going to read some of the lyrics to maybe help inform your decision, but if you're fully in on the Sixers,
no, I know all the lyrics to that song. Yeah. And I know it. I could sing along to that. I'm Hassan Whiteside to that song.
Okay. Fair enough. So the Sixers. Yeah. I mean, that's good. They're close enough to the steel belt. Yeah, I thought you were going to go Cleveland for a second, which I don't think we've mentioned the Cleveland Cavaliers on this podcast now in 12 episodes. No. So congrats to them.
No. Well, congrats to the longest streak.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a good runner up, but I'm going to stick with Philly.
Mm-hmm. I like this verse from the song sounds very much Sixers adjacent, kind of like the way Sixers fans feel at all times. I get frightened in all this darkness. I get nightmares. I hate to sleep alone. I need some company, a guardian angel to keep me warm when the cold winds blow.
Yeah, yeah. It fits.
Yeah, it sums up the company. The guardian angel here for the Sixers is, of course, the process itself that sort of reignited that fan base after years of despair. That's a good one. All right, Katie, what's your first song for me? Let's hear it.
Hit it.
Okay, so I don't know. I should probably.
You know what song it is, right?
No, I don't know like any 80s songs.
Oh my God. You don't know the song?
No. Okay, I looked up the lyrics.
It's Kate Bush running up that hill, man.
Placebo is the band, right? Is that.
It's Kate Bush.
But yeah, is Placebo the actual artist?
No, it's Kate Bush. Who's Kate Bush? Oh my God. Oh my God, dude. Wow.
Kate Bush.
Wow. She's just like a very mystical,
I have the
forever
up.
Mystical like personality. So keep that in mind. That's very important.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to read the lyrics out just so I have it kind of in my head again.
You don't need to read them. Everyone knows Kate Bush except for you.
Apparently. So the song is called Running Up That Hill, A Deal With God, in brackets, of course. I'm sorry. I knew I was going to expose my lack of 80s knowledge. We should have Jake or Blake on this one to sort of help with the music. But yeah, it doesn't hurt me. Do you want to know how it feels? Do you want to know that it doesn't hurt me? Do you want to hear about the deal that I'm making? It's you and me. This is tricky. I want to say this sounds as though, you know, Kate Bush really wants to be in a better place that she's in right now. And to me, this feels like the Washington Wizards, a team that has high intentions, has aspirations, has like on their roster good players who in theory, if all healthy, they would be in a swapped place and would be sort of more set up for success. but instead the sort of deal with the devil they've made has led them to injuries and cap nightmares and things like that. Also, there's a line in here that says, "But see how deep the bullet lies." That seems like a tie back to the 90s bullets, and they're sort of stuck in that way of losing while also trying to leave it behind. So yeah, I'm going to say the Washington Wizards are this song by Kate Bush that I apparently did not know. And I'm sorry, Katie.
My runner-up is OKC because I feel like it's such a painful song. It really resonates the Russell KD fallout and Harden to a degree. And there's a reference in the lyrics to Thunder. So...
Fair enough. Okay. That's not a bad pick either. Hopefully I know your other two songs. We'll see. That's up for debate. Let's go to the next song that I have for you, Katie.
It's easy. It's Miami Heat.
Oh, of course, the song is Sunglasses at Night for the non-80s people out there by Corey Hart. Why is it the Miami Heat, Katie?
Because you're wearing your sunglasses at night in Miami, driving around in your convertible, your Jimmy Butler, you're just dancing. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's like a song of a like a hot summer night and you're feeling dangerous. That's why.
I like that. I was also kind of thinking the lyrics here maybe suggesting the idea of wearing sunglasses at night are sort of a way of concealing who you truly are. Maybe it's sort of a team that professes to be one thing when they're really not. So like I'm trying to think of like maybe this is the Knicks to tie them back in a little bit. Like they're a team that professes to be this. Oh, look at us. We're the Knicks. We're going to get all these free agents. KD's signing here for sure. But actually underneath there, it's just James Dolan who's wearing the sunglasses.
He probably is. Yeah. Because he's like, I need to be anonymous. No one will recognize me if I have sunglasses on.
The Miami Heat. Easy pick. Great. Let's go to KD's next song for me.
Should know by the way you popped your car sideways at a wooden last. So you're the kind of person that believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast.
Ooh.
Little Red Corvette. Hell yeah, I know that song. Man.
I've got chills.
It's so good. Oh my God. I am going to say that this song is specifically. And we try to not keep this too Raptors heavy, but I think this fits very well.
Interesting.
I think this is specifically the 2018-19 NBA champion Toronto Raptors.
Please explain.
You know, it's a very fast, it's a quick, fast love that was incredible. you know, like that team was the Little Red Corvette of teams in that they were the fucking best. And I think, you know, I think this sort of idea of moving on to something that's going to last, if we're going with that lyricism, maybe refers to the Raptors now and the Raptors fans now having a team that is a little bit more sort of set up for the future. We know what Pascal Siakam, OG Anunoby, and sort of the future of the team is going to look like. And this is now a team that you can really grow to love deeply as opposed to the maybe sort of surface love that Kawhi Leonard provided. Doesn't mean it was any less wonderful or enjoyable. It was owning a Little Red Corvette for a year, but then you sold it for just like a really, really nice sedan that gets the job done that you can grow to love to take on long road trips and build a relationship with. So that's my answer.
I like that. Like, I like that a lot, actually. I like it because I think to me, always intrinsic in this song, like even the experience of listening to this song is like there's heartbreak in it. One, because it's going to end and it's like one of the most perfect songs in existence. But also I think the story of the song is so much like about heartbreak. So you get through that like stellar season, the championship run, and like Kawhi doesn't, I mean, there's a lot of uncertainties. Mm-hmm. You don't know what's going to happen, but then Kawhi doesn't end up staying. And you had to go through the heartbreak of losing DeMar DeRozan to get it too. So I think that's a pretty good pick.
Excellent. Let's go on to my final song for you, Katie. I will tell you, I Googled Rolling Stones worst songs of the 1980s. as it turns out, it turned up 10 fucking bangers, and I picked the top banger on the list of the worst songs of the 1980s. If you're talking worst music videos of the 1980s, I can maybe get on board with this one, but the song itself is quite dope. Dylan, fire away. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Woo!
Oh my God.
Of course, the song is We Built the City by Starship, the worst song of the 80s, according to Rolling Stone, who are wrong. what team is We Built This City, Katie?
Unfortunately, the only association, well, the most, like the strongest and lasting association I have with this song is the Diplomats used this, like a cut of this in a song called We Built the City, but it's, they cut it, We Built the City on rock, like crack. But because of that and the Diplomats, it's gotta be the Knicks for me, man. But I also think there's this kind of like sprightly joy in the song that you're like, oh, it's so simple, it's like so poppy and like shiny and great, and then you kind of go below the surface and you're like, this song's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it also I think goes to the, you know, like we talked about with Sunglasses at Night, I can't believe I picked two Knicks songs for you.
Yeah, man.
But the I think like it goes to the idea that like the Knicks have this like aggrandized belief of who they are and what they mean to the city, and like I feel like they would look back and say like, oh yeah, like the Willis Reed championship teams, like they built this city and turned like Madison Square Garden into the center of the sports universe, when actually they've been an embarrassment for the last 40 or close to 50 years now, and they don't deserve that built this city sort of stature within New York. Lots of other things have built that city as well, as it turns out. Is there a second team just to vary it up so you don't have two Knicks that this song would apply to?
I didn't have two Knicks. You had one. I had the Heat for Sunglasses at Night, but there you decided.
Oh, that's
the
right.
Knicks.
Never mind. I'm stupid. I'm sorry for accusing you of that.
That's okay. I mean, yeah, you can't, because I know my picks, but
Yeah.
No, not really. No, the Knicks is like real perfect for that one. And I encourage everyone to listen to the Diplomats version as well.
I'm going to do that right when we finish up this this
great
podcast.
Great.
You have one more song for me,
yeah,
correct?
I've got one more great song. Let's hit it. Perfect song also.
So we got Talking Heads. I know the band. The name of the song is This Must Be the Place.
Yeah.
All right. Whew. Home is where I want to be. Pick me up and turn me around. I feel numb, born with a weak heart. I guess I must be having fun. The less we say about it, the better. Make it up as we go along. Feet on the ground, head in the sky. It's okay. I know nothing's wrong. Nothing. Oh, I've got plenty of time. Oh, you've got the light in your eyes. Oh, you're standing here beside me. I love the passing time. Never for money, always for love. Cover up and say goodnight. Say goodnight. Boy, the talk of home being where you want to be did kind of make me think of the Philadelphia 76ers as well, because of the like, again, they're very good at home. They suck on the road. They just want to be where it's comfortable and cozy and you know, familiar. They kind of lose me as the lyrics go on here, and I'm not entirely sure where to land. Again, I think
it's
a really thoughtful song.
It is.
I also like the idea of make it up as we go along, feet in the ground, head in the sky. You know, kind of feels like a basketball sort of ethos. And with that, I think I'm going to say that this is like the pre-Kevin Durant, Golden State Warriors when they loved playing at Oracle. Oracle was this like magical sort of kingdom in which they would just destroy any team that came through. They played this improvisational style that was beautiful and exciting and fun. And it seemed at the time like they had plenty of time to build and grow together. Of course, it would crash and burn very quickly. But I do think that covers the pre-Durant Warriors pretty nicely. Do you disagree, or am I kind of on the right track there?
No, I think that's like a pretty good read. I think there's something very like lofty. Well, to me, there's something really lofty and beautiful and like pretty dreamy about this song. And I mean, I wouldn't say I'm a Warriors fan, but you can't deny that just like that it is that kind of basketball. Just like, you know, there's like a certain perfection, like element of perfection to it. But there was also like they were so good that they could kind of make it up as they went along. Sometimes it looked like they were just like playing and having fun, but they knew everything would work out. Yeah, I feel like that's a good read. That was a hard one. Excellent. That was a tough one.
That was a tough one. Great segment, Katie. That was a lot of fun. And I'm glad I knew two of the three bands, at least. I was not sure the name of the Talking Heads song when it came on. But God, the intro. Gotta love that intro.
Yeah.
Let's move on, Katie.
Clearly, I love a long intro.
Yeah, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with a long intro. Like the weird little sort of flourishes of like guitar and like strange instrumentation. Gotta love it. There's nothing wrong with that. The 80s, what a decade.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Okay, first question here comes from our boss man, Clay Hansler. He asks, really loved when you guys played 80s songs and assigned them to various NBA teams. So, with that in mind, which 90s songs would Sean assign to the top three teams in the East, the Sixers, the Nets, and the Bucks? And what songs would Katie assign to the top three in the West, the Jazz, the Suns, and the Clippers? Katie, first of all, what are your thoughts on 90s music? I know you love the 80s bangers. Are you a 90s person as well?
Yeah, I mean, like I was in, I guess I was like, though they weren't my formative years. Like I was in grade school and then junior high, you know?
Right, right.
I'd say like the latter half, probably more formative.
Right, fair enough. I'm 90s songs are, I'm kind of like a sucker for the one hit wonders. Big fan of Cake,
terrible.
Marcy Playground. Yeah. I'm not kidding. Cake is one of the bands I most want to see after the pandemic is over. It's probably a dumb take, but
we're so different. Every day I realize how different we are.
I do think we have some overlap in our musical tastes. No, don't we? Maybe not.
Maybe we don't.
Okay. Well, who would you say is your favorite 90s band? Well, let's go with that. Who do you got?
Third Eye Blind.
Third Eye Blind.
Third Eye Blind or Oasis.
Well, interesting, because Third Eye Blind is the band who put on the show that I found to be the worst concert I've ever been to. So, yeah, well,
I wouldn't say they're like, there's like, I understand they're not, they got bangers, but they're very much like of a time in my life. I will never give up that, you know, like I stand very firm on that.
Yeah, yeah.
Where did I see them? I saw them in Buffalo, New York at Darien Lake, the theme park.
Oh, cool.
When I was in junior high, drove down with my best friend and my parents because we couldn't drive. So we had to stay in like the campground for a night and then go to the concert. And I don't know, I had a great time. But I was in like the seventh grade, so.
Fair enough.
You know?
I saw Third Eye Blind in 2016 at Way Home. They got an hour and a half in the middle of the afternoon.
Yeah. Third Eye Blind at that point in time, like Third Eye Blind's peak, you know, when Stephen Jenkins was still like, I don't know, he's pretty freaky dude now, I think. Like I'm sure he's all kinds of truther, you know, but in the time that the band came out, he was a very cool dude. I remember I cut out a lot of pictures of him in magazines wearing leather pants, but now retrospectively, I look back and I was like, oh, he was just like a poser. Like he wasn't that cool of a dude.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. My favorite 90s band, again, I'm more of an aughts boy, but I'm very partial to the early Foo Fighters. I'm, you know, those first couple albums hit pretty hard. I was a big fan of Dave Grohl for a long time. I kind of grew out of that, you know, as he became sort of like a weird preachy rock and roll is the only music kind of guy. But, you know, early Foo's hits pretty hard. Everlong, man. That's a kick-ass song. It's pretty unimpeachable. but yeah, interesting stuff. Third Eye Blind. Yeah, that concert, they had an hour and a half at Way Home on a Saturday afternoon. And in part I thank Stephen Jenkins. This was a very sort of like preachy show. It was like, we're all here together, man. Look to the person to your right. They're a human being. Like that kind of like weird, I don't need you to talk between the songs, man. And then like they just like played a bunch of new stuff, which you don't want, obviously. But I do thank him and the band for driving me to leave about an hour into the show to go see Tribe Called Red. And Tribe Called Red might be the best show I've ever seen. So in a weird way, I have Third Eye Blind to thank for that. Anyway, back to the question. The top three teams in the Eastern Conference, top three teams in the West. I'll assign songs to the East. You assign them to the West. We'll go one for one. I'll start with the 76ers. The Sixers, they're long troubled. They're very clearly talented. They have maybe the most individually talented big man in the NBA. I'm having trouble, Katie. shit. is there something with Chris Cornell? Some kind of Soundgarden song? Maybe that's it here. Chris Cornell, just the supernova. But, you know, Soundgarden never quite reached the heights of the other grunge bands. I think I'm going to say that the Sixers are, they might be Black Hole Sun. I'll say they're Black Hole Sun.
Black Hole Sun, won't you come? Wash away the rain. Black Hole Sun, won't you come? Won't you come? Won't you come?
Does that check out at all to you?
Sure. I hate that song. But
that's
sure.
The thing about a lot of the 90s is like you go back and like, oh no, that's a bad song. It's very big, but it's bad. I think that's what I got. I mean, I guess I keep thinking I'm kind of putting myself in like the rock and grunge box. I don't need to be doing that. I suppose I could go with something more like hip hop or R&B or something like that too. I'll think about it. I think for now though, I'll go Black Hole Sun because of the Chris Cornell and because they just feel like they're still maybe not quite on the same level as the other teams, the Nets and the Bucks, if you will, in the Eastern Conference. For the Jazz, Katie, what 90s song is the Jazz to you?
Always Be My Baby by Mariah Carey.
Always be my baby, and we'll linger on.
Okay. Why is that?
Because I feel like they had some problems in their relationship. Namely, Rudy and Donovan Mitchell. And they kind of squashed it. I think, you know, Snyder did something there too and helped them come back together. And though that song is more about like loving someone at a certain time in your life and maybe you move on and you still remember them fondly, they'll always be your baby. Uh-huh. I feel like to me, it's like also about reconciling. Anyway, I feel like it just fits.
Yeah, no, I think that's all right. Better than all right. It's a good pick. For the Brooklyn Nets, I'm going to go with Yellow Ledbetter by Pearl Jam. I don't really know what's going on with the Nets. They're just kind of doing stuff. Like, oh, yeah, no, Bruce Brown's our center. We have James Harden now. We don't know where Kevin Durant is. It's all kind of nonsensical. It's much like the lyrics to that song. But when it's all put together, it fucking whips. It's really good. It's a damn good song. It's a damn good team, even though none of it really kind of comes together and makes any sense. So that's why I'm falling in on Yellow Ledbetter by Pearl Jam. Do you have any issues with that pick?
Mm-mm.
No? Okay, well, that's good. As long as I don't have a blatant disagreement, I feel like I've won. You have the Phoenix Suns, Katie. What song is the Phoenix Suns?
Two Princes. Man, I love this song. Two Princes by the Spin Doctors, because I think Chris Paul and Devin Booker are the two princes vying for all of our attention, like the singer who is singing in the song. We have to pick one. We have to pick one to put ahead of, like, they're the focal point of the team.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think that's a really good pick. I just want to do an aside. I think the Suns rock. I love the Suns so much. I was asked on our friend Freddie Rivas' podcast this week which team has its shit together the most in the NBA, and I answered the Suns. It's, you know, Chris Paul just whipped them all into shape. It's beautiful. I love that team so, so much, and I think that's a really good pick, Katie. The last team for me is the Milwaukee Bucks, and this is a tough one. I think I'm going to go with Wannabe by Spice Girls. mostly just for the title. You know, I think they're good. I don't think they're quite there. You know, I don't need to dig into the lyrics themselves. I think it's a pretty self-explanatory thing from the title of the song. They're wannabes through and through. Even though, I guess Giannis is like the posh spice of the group and the rest are the other Spice Girls. The star of the show. Yeah, anyway, Wannabe. That's what the Milwaukee Bucks are entirely. What do you got for your LA Clippers pick, number 3 in the Western Conference?
Send me Charm Live. It's a song that sounds extremely poppy and cheerful on the surface, but it's about a meth addiction. And I think the Clippers on the surface look like a fully functional team, you know, that like should be very happy, should be very like filled with vibes, but yeah. They aren't. There's some strange, deep discontent, and Ballmer has the intensity, I think, really sung about in this song.
Yeah, that's a really, really good pick. Can't really disagree with that. Excellent question, Clay. Thank you for sending it on in. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Thanks, Katie. This was a lot of fun. And we'll talk to you again very soon with another episode of Basketball?
Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.